Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The othering that we have seen first by Trump, now by him, is not only un-American, it's dangerous, and we have to right-size this landscape.
NAACP President Derek Johnson is defending his organization's decision to issue a travel advisory for Black Americans headed to Florida. Johnson tells CNN that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pulling stunts to gain campaign contributions, but those stunts impact people's lives. The advisory follows the state's decision to cancel an AP course on African American studies and restrict colleges and universities from spending state money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says he is running for president with a focus on education and crime.
The far left is ending cash bails. They're demonizing, demoralizing, and defunding the police.
Scott is the Senate's only Black Republican and says he is living proof that America is the land of opportunity, not oppression. Scott says he would reduce government spending and prohibit abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy if elected president. Debt limit negotiations continued Monday at the White House. House Republicans and the Biden administration have just 10 days to reach a deal to raise the debt limit to prevent a historic default. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a new red flag law aimed at keeping firearms away from those at risk of harming themselves or others.
So we must act, because week after week in America, we see grim, familiar headlines. Every place you can think of, every situation you can imagine has been shattered by gun violence.
Michigan is now the 21st state with an extreme risk protection law. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has signed a bill that both bans abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy and restricts gender-affirming medical care for minors, calling it a win for the social conservative agenda. Democratic State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh calls it vile.
You are playing political games with the lives of children and parents in this state to get something.
Medical groups and advocates say such restrictions on gender-affirming care marginalize transgender youth and threaten their health. Arizona, California, and Nevada have proposed a plan to significantly reduce their water use from the drought-stricken Colorado River. In exchange for using 13% less water, state entities will receive more than $1 billion in federal aid. The river supplies water to more than 40 million people. And a group that monitored Arizona ballot boxes for signs of voter fraud during the 2022 midterm election has settled a lawsuit with the League of Women Voters of Arizona. The group Clean Elections USA has agreed to publicly condemn voter intimidation and stop its own conduct as well. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.